It's only a kick. A jump. A block. It's only a serve. It's only a tackle. A run. It's only for the fans. After all, it's only pressure. You got this. Adidas.
Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, the podcast. Check the guys out live weekday mornings from 6 to 10 Eastern on ESPN Radio.
We are giving away $10,000 a day, the 10K a day giveaway. KJM, 10K a day giveaway. Tim Hasselbeck, we are giving someone new, a new person, every hour, $2,500. All they have to do at 10 past the hour, they hear the winning word of the hour, they text it to 777-000, just like that. We've already given away $152,500.
There you go, Max.
I got it right.
You got it right.
What's going on, Tim?
Took you about 2 years to figure it out.
Yeah, 61 people. That means 61 different people have won. Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst with us. I was starting to think you just existed on a TV screen. Now I'm in the flesh.
You know, college season over a little bit. And so, or not over, but the games I'm calling a little over. Get to come to New York and see you guys in person. Right. It's good, man.
Right.
There it is. So, we've been talking this morning, Tim, and Tim and I did this on This Just In yesterday about Brady.
Show, 1 p.m. Eastern?
2 p.m.
No, 2 p.m.
I know, I just wanted to mess with my
handsome host. Listen, we were talking about Brady and Belichick, and I brought up the fact that I looked it up. Now, he's in year 8 without Brady because 5 years in Cleveland, 3 years. He has one playoff win in 8 years as a head coach. If
and
he doesn't
was in Cleveland?
One in Cleveland in 5 years.
Yep.
And one, and none so far without Brady. By the way, even the year that Matt Castle played, they won 11 games, but you could call it 9 years, right? No playoffs.
Yep.
It's kind of a huge game coming up, one would think, for Bill Belichick against a divisional rival, an excellent team. Isn't it a big game for him?
I mean, I think it's a big game. Like, I don't think in terms of, like, the Belichick-Brady thing, this ends up being a big game. But I think for the Patriots and their hopes of making the postseason so that Belichick could eventually get to a point where he's winning playoff games in New England without him. Like, yeah, it's a big game for that, but like, I don't think this game specifically relates to that, but
talk some sense into him, please.
No, yeah. but listen, Key, I do think that there is an element of, look, there. It used to be like, is it more Tom? Is it more Bill? Like that used to be the conversation. Now I think it's both guys, but I don't know how you can say like, all right, Brady leaves and goes and wins a Super Bowl, and New England kind of has. I mean, look, they've struggled the way they have. Like it's looked different in New England without him. So I think when you look at that, it's hard to say like, look, yeah, it wasn't more the quarterback.
I mean, right, that's a big thing.
By the way,
and the reason I say
made
that
Max
is
like
this,
a giddy little girl.
I'm going to counsel you from coming on the show, Tim.
No, he's canceling people.
Because he just led right into his nonsense.
No, but here's what I think about coaches, and I mean this. Like, there's a reason when people talk about Joe Gibbs. Like, why did Joe Gibbs become a Hall of Fame coach so quickly? I think part of the reason why is it was Theismann, Doug Williams, Mark Rippon. He was doing it with different quarterbacks. So it was like, hold on a second. Like, wow. Like, people don't do that. And then you look, like, look, I love Andy Reid. I think Andy Reid is, I mean, I think he's the best. I really do. Now, when I look at Andy Reid and I think about all the different guys that have played for him at times that have had success.
Yes.
Like, he's been good with every quarterback that's ever run
absolutely
out there. So, like, to me, that says something. It's like, hey, it doesn't matter. I'm going to go win with other quarterbacks. Like, and I'm going to – and those guys are all going to play well for me. So, like, that just hasn't been the case for Belichick. So, I think there's something there with that. He's still a great
coach. Who stopped him in the Super Bowl, by the way, Andy Reid? Brady in New England and Brady in Tampa stopped them.
But I'm not a Belichick apologist at all, right?
Mm-hmm.
I just look at it totally different than, let's say, Max Kellerman. Because it takes two. Mm-hmm. Tom Brady picked up and went to somewhat of a loaded team. There is this notion that they all of a sudden, all these players ran to South Florida – and not South Florida, but to Tampa, and that's how they won the Super Bowl. Gronk came out of retirement. AB came later on, okay, and then Leonard Fournette. The defensive side of the ball, nobody. It was already loaded. I think maybe Sue came through free agency on his own at the same time, or maybe he was already there. Todd Bowles was running the defense as a defensive-minded coach. Byron Leftwich, along with B.A., was running the offensive side of the ball. When you have a solid team like that and everything is aligned perfectly, you're going to win. That's just
the
it.
The Super Bowl? Yeah,
you're going to win, but you got Tom Brady who knows how to do certain things with a solid team. If you took that same team and you dropped that same team in New England, they would have won the Super Bowl.
6-10, 7-9, 7-9, 11-5, 5-11. That's before he got Tom Brady Belichick. Since Brady left, 7-9, 10-7. And right now they're 6-4. Yeah, he's excellent, but he's not the GOAT without Brady.
There, first of all, there was no Willie McGinnises on those teams. There was no Ted Johnsons, no Brewski.
Of course.
I'm just saying, no Lawyer Manois, no Ty Laws. No. So you got to, if you're going to say it this way, make sure you say it all.
But Max, I also go back to the point, and we always do this. I go back to what Phil Jackson's record was without Michael Jordan and without Kobe and Shaq. Like, it wasn't the best record.
That's all I'm saying.
That's why he's not the undisputed GOAT. That's why Phil Jackson's in the conversation. Red Auerbach, Phil Jackson, there are a bunch of guys. Popovich, there are a bunch of guys. But Bill Belichick was elevated to undisputed GOAT. All I'm saying is he might be the GOAT. Maybe.
Yeah.
But there are other candidates, too. He's not towering over everybody else.
I just think, I don't think that it can change the lens that you look at it through. Look, if you would have asked me when Tom Brady was still a Patriot, who is it? Is it more Bill or more Tom? I would have unequivocally been like, it's more the coach.
No doubt.
Sustained success over time. How did that? There's no question that that would have been my answer.
So those first three Super Bowls were Tom?
No, I'm saying, I agree with you. Like, it's everybody. Like, quarterback, everybody. I don't care how good you are at quarterback, it is a dependent position.
Yes.
Like, quarterback is a dependent position. But, and you know, listen, like, coaching's a dependent position, too. You know? So.
Before we move on, you would have said it was Belichick. What do you say now?
Yeah, I mean, whether it was which guy was more responsible for it.
Same question that you used to say Belichick, and I was with you. I used to say Belichick. Now I say Brady. Yeah. What do you say now?
Yeah, I mean, I don't know that I would have it tilted, I guess is what I would say. And the reason I say that is I copped out, as you're saying.
Yes.
Listen, the early Super Bowls, you know, or whatever. I could think about Super Bowls, and I think, Malcolm Butler's play. You think about Vinatieri's kick. You think about, there are things like that, right?
Yes.
So I get it. But then there are also plays like late in games when, you know, against, Atlanta or even Carolina get them down to that spot. Like, he must have thrown seven checkdowns on the way to go there. Like, it's not easy to do that in that environment. So, it's both guys. But I guess what I'm saying is his success in Tampa, the lack of success in New England – has definitely made me take a step back and be like, you know what? I think Tom should get more credit for what's happened there.
But, Tim, it's fair to say that when Brady and Belichick were together, I mean, that was the elite of the elite, right?
Sure.
The elite of the elite coach, elite of the elite quarterback. It feels very similar to, you know, where Andy Reid and Patrick Mahomes are right now, right? Considering four AFC championships. I'm not saying it's going to equate to six Super Bowls, but is it fair to say, they are the scariest head coach quarterback combo? Yeah. And I would, if that is the case, if you agree with that, who would you say is the next scariest head coach quarterback combo?
McDermott and Allen.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
See, I was going to say that, but
I think so too.
I was going to say that originally, but then I just started thinking offensive minded head coach with an offensive minded quarterback. I mean, with a quarterback, and then I kind of said, well, right now it could be Sirianni and Jalen Hurts, but Jalen Hurts just hasn't done it long enough.
Here's part of the reason why I gave you such a quick answer on it. Listen, Sean McDermott, you know, really, I mean, he coached for Andy, you know.
So essentially
he learns defense through Jim Johnson, but he had been around Andy. And I think a lot of those coaches that had been around Andy, and I think this is part of what Key's talking about with defensive-minded head coach versus an offensive-minded head coach. Sometimes it's how you view the offense and things that they're doing and their aggressiveness. Sometimes defensive-minded coaches are like, hey – just don't put me in a bad spot. Like, run it and don't turn it over back here. And that. Like, sometimes you can get that kind of mentality.
Oh, my God.
That's right. And that's not.
I would be standing next to.
Hey, don't lose the game for us. It's like, bro.
I would be standing next to Parcells. And it's like third and four. All we got to do is run 218, run a little hitch to me. We get the first down. run the ball here.
Yeah.
I'm like,
yeah.
What do you mean run the ball? Yeah. You know?
So I think, I think one of the best things Andy does is like they have an offense, but like he lets every quarterback kind of have its own, like his own personality on the offense. That's why you've seen like, why did he do well with Vic? Why did he do well with McNabb? Why did he do well with, you know, various, I mean, AJ Feely or Corey Detmer when they played or Alex Smith or like,
everyone.
So why? Because he lets their personality kind of come through in it. And I think that, you know, there's a similar, I just think that if you've been around him and you see that, I think it's impossible not to recognize it.
Mm. This is Keyshawn, J. Will and Max coming to you live from the Seaport, brought to you by Grey Goose. And that is Tim Hasselbeck, ESPN NFL analyst. Thank you, Tim. Appreciate it.
See you, fellas.
As always, it is, Tim, now 10 past the hour.
It's time to give away money, Tim.
That means it's the winning word. Yeah, where you're going to hear a winning word.
Do I qualify?
Yeah, you might. Yeah. You hear a winning word, you text it to 777-000. You might win $2,500.
Let's go.
And
KJ and Max, 10K giveaway.
The winning word is duo. D-U-O. Duo, as in who's the best quarterback coach? Duo. D-U-O. Text it to 777-000. You enter for your chance to win. We do it every weekday from now until the end of the show, December 7th at 10 past every hour. Kyler Murray fires back at ex-teammate Patrick Peterson over a jab on a podcast. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, that's coming up.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Hi, it's Mike Greenberg letting you know ESPN Bet is ready to take you through all the biggest sports moments this spring. The official sportsbook of ESPN has exclusive offers and markets from Scott Van Pelt, Stephen A. Smith, and me, plus many more. From the playoff intensity to finally getting out to the ballpark, there's no better time for sports fans. Sign up today. New users get a bet reset up to $1,000 in bonus bets if your first bet doesn't win. Download ESPN Bet today. What a play.
Must be 21 plus and present in select states. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. Terms and conditions apply. See app for details.
We all know breakfast is an important part of your day. But sometimes when you're traveling for business, you end up staying at a hotel that doesn't offer any. You know what happens? You grab a cup of coffee and skip the meal entirely. We've all been there. But if you book a room at La Quinta by Wyndham, you can enjoy their free Bright Side breakfast featuring delicious baked goods, fruit, eggs, yogurt, and waffles. And really, who doesn't want to start their day with a fresh hot waffle? Tonight, La Quinta, tomorrow you shine. Book direct at LQ.com.
Passion, drive, and patience. The formula for winning championships is also what keeps your ride or die alive. eBay Motors has everything you need to maintain your vehicle and level it up to peak performance. Superchargers, roof racks, exhaust kits, LED headlights, and more. Whether you're into speed, power, or style, eBay Motors has you covered. With over 122 million parts for your number one ride or die, you'll always find exactly what you're looking for. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, your part is guaranteed to fit your ride every time or your money back. Because with eBay Motors, you're burning rubber, not cash. With all the parts you need at the prices you want, it's easy to make your car the MVP and bring home huge wins. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
Keyshawn, J. Willimax, ESPN Radio. Now, there are ups and downs to every job. Here's the downside.
What's the downside to your job?
Of this job? You got to get up early on very little sleep. Here's the upside. It's even when downside. I'm tired, I think to myself, what am I going to do? Talk sports with my friends for a few hours? I'm good, man. Let's go. Let's go get it.
It's all upside, man. Nothing better than just flooding your friends' email inboxes like 3:30 in the morning. Yeah. Like, I got six emails? What's this guy Jay
memes
doing?
Memes and all types of stuff. Everything. Snapping on it. But at any rate, so we talk, you know, the conversations carry on during the break and, you know, after the show, before the show. We were just discussing head coach quarterback combinations with Tim Hasselbeck. And you know, because we asked at the top of the show, 888 say ESPN, 729-3776, after Mahomes and Reed. I think most people would have them won.
Sorry, Max. Just keep putting on chapstick again. It's just it's
always was R&B playing?
No, there wasn't any. But it was.
He has a
like,
Pavlovian response like he, to R&B. Puts on chapstick.
Like he looks at me and like does it on the lips and and just it's awkward. So I just want to state it for people who can't see him do it.
You're his type. What do you want?
You were turning right towards my face.
Because I wanted to turn
the camera is pointed right at you, kid. The camera.
No, if I did it like this, they would look right at me. So I was trying to turn. I'm not looking at you for you to look at my lips.
Wait, I don't think he can be able to resist. The chapstick's coming out.
He
put Sade, it's a wrap. The chapstick comes right out.
It's the air and some dry, candles, man. That's all. It's the air.
The air gets dry every time Sade, come on.
Stop, man.
Where's incense at, Key? You don't like the incense, too? Go set the move right.
All right.
Candles, man. We don't do incense.
You don't do incense? I do incense, man. You got to have the incense.
I got the candles and stuff. Oh, you want me to sage the crib or whatever?
This house is clear.
Trust me. That's a whole nother conversation.
Oh, he's dealing with some stuff at home.
It's a whole nother conversation.
You gotta cleanse the house, man.
So
evil spirits, leave this home. What?
So true.
It's so true.
She's saging the house.
Got to, man.
California,
got
man.
To.
What are these people, grown people, doing? All right, listen. So we're talking about quarterback coach combinations with Hasselbeck. And, you know, the conversation continues, and we're talking about Sean McDermott and does he deserve more credit for the work he does with Josh Allen? By the way, we're going to get to Kyler Murray and what he said in a second. But how much credit does he deserve for Buffalo's success, McDermott?
I think he deserves a lot of credit, along with Brandon being the general manager. But you don't talk about him because the quarterback in this situation is bigger than the head coach. Okay, and the defensive coordinator in Leslie Frazier is a legitimate head coach that had a short stint in Minnesota, mild success, but a successful defensive play caller. So with those two, they're going to suck up all the light, right? You're not dealing with Andy Reid, who is successful in his own right as a head coach and a play caller, with an inexperienced, a no head coach on his staff calling plays. Right? Matt Nagy isn't on the staff calling plays right now.
When it goes well, it's Andy Reid. And when it doesn't go well, Eric Bieniemy.
Absolutely.
But it's flipped in Buffalo.
It's flipped in Buffalo.
But it just, at least I was asking Tim about this and before he was about to leave. I said, is Coach McDermott the most underrated coach in football? Because everything, there is so much yeast on Josh Allen every single time.
Yeah.
Like Leslie McDonald, like we always talk about them first. We never talk about Coach McDermott and the success that he's had over the last several years in Buffalo.
No doubt. I think part of that is Dable, now as head coach of the Giants, had immediate success with a subpar roster. And so you start to kind of split, like you said.
Yeah.
You know, you start to split and give credit in different places. It's not concentrated in one guy.
And he's not the type of coach that's like out there doing media every day, funny and laughing, and
you're just trying to win.
Grindy. Yeah. Because he hadn't won anything.
But it's like
won nothing.
Well, it's like Kyle Shanahan, right? Like innovative offensive genius.
So who gets all the credit in Baltimore? Lamar Jackson,
and
Harbaugh. They get all the credit because Harbaugh's won a Super Bowl. So Harbaugh's always in it.
But
he's always in the game. No matter what team he has, no matter what players are hurt, he's always in it.
I don't see Harbaugh and Lamar don't jump to mind. And neither really does McDermott with Josh Allen. I think, but as opposed to Sirianni with Jalen Hurts. And to me, Key, it's because when I look at the Ravens and I look at the Bills, it is so about the quarterback, right?
Yeah.
But when I look at the Eagles, who have a similar quarterback, but they beat you every which way. It's like like Sirianni's almost showing off all the different facets of the offense. So my mind goes to Sirianni and Hurts before those guys.
But you also got to understand this too, though, Max. They came in together as starters, basically, as the head coach and a coach, a head coach and a quarterback. So they're on the same level, right?
The
same level riding. Eventually, Jalen Hurts is going to pass Sirianni unless they win a Super Bowl together. Eventually, if they don't win a Super Bowl, let's say the next 3 years, if Jalen Hurts stays where he's at and continues to grow, he's going to pass Nick Sirianni and become more the team. It'll be about him. And then you'll hear these conversations with, well, Nick Sirianni's not doing a great job. Maybe, you know, maybe I'd look to do something else. They win 9 games a year. It doesn't matter. That's what happens.
So, meantime, there was a coach-quarterback combination. Everyone assumed they were connected at the hip in Kyler Murray.
Kyler Berry.
Cliff Kingsbury. Air raid offense, Key.
Tried to tell somebody on our show.
So listen, Patrick Peterson and his co-host, former NFL quarterback Bryant McFadden, were discussing whether they believed the Cardinals coach Cliff Kingsbury would end up being the scapegoat, it's a quote, for an Arizona season gone sideways. And here is what they said.
Verbally now, vocally, Kyler Murray is talking about, and I don't like how he's doing that. I think he should keep some things privately, but it tells me he doesn't care about his head coach. And he's putting everything on the head coach, basically saying
Kyler Murray don't care about nobody but Kyler Murray. That's just a matter of the fact.
So, boy, these podcasts, I'll tell you
why
what.
Why you lean back, Jay?
Kyler Murray wrote on social media, quote, "This isn't true. You on some weird blank. You got my number if you really felt like this as a, quote, big bro or mentor, you're supposed to call me and tell me, not drag me, so your podcast can grow." Guys, I thought that's – I actually think that's an interesting response.
Kyler, yeah. No, that's cool. If that's what it is.
Because he's not saying I'm not like that. He's not saying I'm not like that. He's saying, dude, if I am like that,
just pick up the phone and let me
tell
know.
Tell me.
Oh, I ain't got no problem with that. Jay will tell you in a heartbeat. If I feel like something, I'll pick up the phone and tell. Just say, Jay, yo, that ain't what we doing, dog. I ain't got no problem with it, Max. It ain't what we doing. Let's do it this way. That's a good way of doing it. That's the best way of doing it, right? But they obviously don't have that type of relationship.
Mm-hmm.
Even if you understand what I'm saying? They clearly don't have that relationship where Pat Pete feels like I could pick up the phone and tell him that.
But answer me this, y'all. Out of the 2 years that we've been doing our show, 2 years max, has there been one player or former player that has came to the defense of Kyler Murray? Every player that I've heard talk about it, it's been something critical of Kyler Murray. I have not heard one player come to his defense. Now, I'm not saying that makes Kyler Murray a bad dude, but it does put things into perspective a little bit for me about what's going on.
I've never played with him.
Yeah, that's what I said. I'm not saying it makes him a bad dude. Usually when things happen like that, Key,
someone,
other dudes come to their player's defense. The quarterback, the leader.
The franchise quarterback got paid?
What I was going to say is I haven't played with him. I'm not in the locker room. But I certainly have been around sports long enough to know that when you don't have a teammate or a former teammate coming to your defense about something and deflecting it away from you, there's probably a problem in that situation.
Yeah.
Because literally everybody says something negative about Kyler Murray's behavior. They put something in his contract to try to teach him or try to get him to study more. That, you know, you saw him screaming at the coach on the sideline. It looked like looked like somebody's kid yelling at their parent. You know, it's just like one of those situations. And I think players kind of get tired of you're seeing it happening with Russell Wilson.
By the way, Key, now that you're saying that, like, look at the quote again. If you really felt like this as a big bro or mentor, who says he's a big bro or mentor? You know what I mean?
That's what I said.
Right, mm-hmm. Kyler.
Like, you really probably don't rock with him like
he's
that.
Like, he's like, dude, I'm not your teammate anymore, right?
Yeah.
And so that's not how I feel about you. That's not the relationship we had. And, you know, so no, Kyler, he just doesn't like you. And by the way, that's a bad feeling. If you don't dislike someone else and they dislike you, that hurts your feelings. Kyler Murray got his feelings hurt.
Yeah.
It's a real thing.
No,
I'm not happy about that, but it's
unfortunate. But Kyler Murray kind of poo-pooed the air raid offense and the scheme that they're running. And Cliff Kingsbury did draft you number one overall and got rid of Josh Rosen for you. So to at least see, because if it was me, I'm rolling with my coach. I'm rolling with my coach all day long.
I took the quote and the big bro, the mentor comment as like, yo, like that's how maybe you portray it yourself to me.
Mm-hmm.
Like when we were rocking together. But the reality is like that maybe it's not the way he feels.
But Peterson tried and figured
he was only there with him for about, I believe, a year. Maybe one or two, no more than that. It's not like Pat Pete was there with him for a long, extended period.
And once
of time.
Again, I don't have insight to the details. I have had dudes like older than me on teams I play with, like, yeah, I'm your big bro, but I'm like, you ain't really.
You know what else, guys? There's a lot.
You know what I mean? Come on, man.
There's a lot in that quote, guys. If you really break it down,
girl,
all day.
He's talking about not drag me so your podcast can grow. This is something that a lot of people talk about. For clicks, you're doing this. For this, you're doing this. And I want to address that for just a quick second.
That's the culture we live
in. It is true that that will lead to more popularity, and you are in a business, and you do want it to grow. But I don't think, it didn't sound to me like when Peterson said this, he was thinking, twirling his mustache, I'm going to say this and drag him so my podcast can grow. You grow your podcast by being honest and by giving people insight into things. And so, like, both those things are true.
But that's an easy cop-out for somebody that don't like what's being said
right.
about them mm-hmm. on a podcast. The first thing people say, the first thing people say is, you just trying to say this about me to get clicks so I can hype you up because you think you bigger than that podcast. So you think people are using you to grow the podcast.
By the way, this
or whatever radio shows or
I'm not trying to drag Kyrie real quick, Jay. I'm not. But like when he said that to Nick Friedell, I was thinking, wait, but Kyrie, yes, it is true. It helps his business to ask you this question. We're all in business, right? But that's not why he's asking. He's not thinking, oh, now I'm going to blow up off this. He's thinking this happened and I have to ask him.
But go ahead.
I like when players respond back to people, right? Like it's almost because it tells me a little bit that there's fight in Kyler Murray to a degree. Like there's fight in him. Like it brings me to an alternative point though. Like when I hear Richard Sherman, those guys talk about Russell Wilson, but I never hear Russell Wilson address it. I'm like, no, address it. This is not who you are. You got to fight back, man. Because if not, people will label you, and people just start running away with narratives.
To a point, but there's also the counter, which is Jay. I can't.
So
I, if you roll around
Max,
in on the street,
old,
you're going to get mud on you. Like there's
that's
no way.
That's the old narrative. That's not the new way.
Well,
these
but it's,
days,
it's
man.
No, it's not. It's not old or new, Jay. It's just a different way of looking at it.
No, I hear you, but that's the way they used to look at it. That's how athletes used to look at it. Well, you don't want to add fuel to the fire, but at the end of the day, if people start dragging your name in the mud and they do it over and over and over,
well, at some point,
how much do we talk about that all the time, Max, on this show? If I keep telling
Jay,
people what it is, they're eventually going to believe it.
At some point, though, if they continue it,
yes,
I'm going to torch your ass.
Yes,
that's just
see?
At some point.
I've had a lot of things. I've had a lot of things said about me.
If you don't take my name out your mouth, I'm going to burn you up.
I can tell you guys.
And when I burn you up, you're going to feel it.
From being in this, Ben, I could listen, you want to start getting into a war of words. I specialize in that, right? But I've been lies and stuff about me in the media. I've been in the business for 25 years. And I could tell you this. My basic point of view is you just keep handling your business and people will see through it eventually.
No. Look, I'm one.
Yep.
Out of anybody on this show that know that premise for sure.
No doubt.
I let it ride. I don't have any issues, whatever, because I know who I am. It doesn't bother me. But if you continue to keep messing with me, I'm eventually light a match to your ass.
Who would benefit more from a reunion, Brady or Belichick? Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max, joined by Big D Wood. Damian Wood, ESPNFL football analyst. What's going on, Damian?
We got the dough right here. What's going on right here?
You haven't been
we
in
got
since
the dough. We got the dough right here.
You haven't been in since we've been giving money
away?
$10K a day,
I
dog.
Mean, I didn't know we had stacks like that. Like, that's what we're doing?
Disney, man. They you know, yeah. Max signed off on a guaranteed the loan so we can give it away. You know.
Here's the forward-facing person of our
entity. I just fronted the degree. I'm just a public-facing.
He walked right in. Let me tell you, I went in. So first I sent Jay in to get the money.
Yeah, I tried.
He tried to do sat down with Jay. He says, you know, I talked to Mickey. He said, not right now.
Do you have any collateral that we...
Not right now. We're, you know, we like his score
yeah.
and everything, but...
His score.
Not right now. So then Jay said, Key, man, he said no. So I said, okay, man, let me try because I'm, you know, I'm first round. They go give it to me. Don't worry about it. As soon as I walked to the door, the dude put clothes on the door. Then he let me in.
He didn't let you in.
I said, well, they closed. So, Max, let's try Max.
Yep.
Get the money. We can get the loan for the money to give away $10,000 a day, $2,500 every hour, 4 hours a day. So I said, Max, why don't you go in there and see if we can get this money? So me and JJ said, that's a good idea. So Max went down to Disney in Orlando, flew in, boom. They sent him a jet to do it on top of that. He goes in. He didn't even have to fill out the application. They just said, hey, go see one of my friends in New York, Wall Street, and we'll get it handled. And
they also put the close sign, but that was after I was in the room. Then
they closed it afterwards.
Came in the room, lowered the shades.
Gave it to him. No problem. Here you go, Max. Right. There's the money.
No interest rate.
It, you know what else they told
him? Interest rate. Come on, friends.
If you run out by December 7th, just come back and we'll give you more.
Okay, re-up. Okay.
Yeah,
okay.
No problem.
All right.
That's, by the way, that's a real thing. Would 10 after every hour. Every hour we're on the show. We've already given away 155 G's. 152 five so far.
Well, y'all got... Well, I mean, it shouldn't be a surprise because ain't nothing but money up in here. Ain't nothing but money up in here.
Meantime, D-Wood, every time he's doing the hit on TV from home, he's in the middle of Scarface's mansion.
With a big old...
Grand piano.
Giant piano.
Yeah, giant piano, the special made.
D-Wood, so, I do want to ask you real quick, because I know we only have you for a short amount of time, though. Kyler Murray firing back at ex-teammate Patrick Peterson over the podcast jab. Like, what does that say, like, about Kyler Murray that somebody – I said this before. I have not heard one player come to Kyler Murray's defense over the last several years. Not one, D-Wood.
Kyler be caught up in the wrong type of stuff, man. Like seriously, like, I always look at things like when stuff like that comes up, it's like, what do I gain from it, from you know, interjecting, putting myself in those type of situations? What is that to gain for Kyler Murray? Jumping in those type of situations, nothing. There's nothing to gain for him, and I think you're right. Like everything you hear coming out of Arizona from Kyler Murray, as far as leadership, you know, his leadership skills has always been in question in Arizona. Always, there's always something about Kyler Murray. Whether it's a meltdown on the sideline, throwing Cliff Kingsbury under the bus, seem like every time you turn around. There's just something with Kyler Murray, and it's not on the positive side.
Yes, it's the immaturity to a degree, going all the way back to Texas A&M. He took his ball and went home because he wasn't going to be the starting quarterback under Kevin Sumlin. And then he goes to Oklahoma. Obviously, Cliff Kingsbury gives him an opportunity to become the number one pick overall after playing for Lincoln Riley, and they select him. But then their relationship is just weird because you would think that he would ride for him no matter what. And speaking of quarterbacks and head coach duos, what do you think? Who do you think outside of Patrick Mahomes and Andy Reid, like the scariest quarterback duo outside of them, head coach and quarterback in the National Football League at number two? Is it a Sean McDermott and a Josh Allen? Is it a Dak Prescott and a McCarthy? Is it a Hurts and Sirianni? Is it Cousins? Is it like who is it?
I'm going to throw one out there. How about Mike McDaniel and Tua?
Okay. Mark D-Wood, that's what I said earlier this
Mike
morning.
Mike McDaniel.
Way up there.
Look, there's no denying, like, what Mike McDaniel being hired and what he has done for Tua, just breathing life into that man. Because, listen, the skills were always there. Like, you go back and watch Alabama, the dude has always been accurate, always been a baller. But obviously, whatever he was going through with Brian Flores, it didn't add up. Mike McDaniel come down there with his personality, that scheme, and look at the way Tua was playing now. Now, obviously, you know, you bring a cheetah in the mix and Jalen Waddle, that helps. But when you got a coach that's all the way in, as far as your development and breathing that confidence in you, that's scary.
Well, Tyreek's not the type of guy who's going to get targeted 14 times. Yes, he is. Mike McDaniel's like, oh, I got this toy. I'm going to use this thing right here.
Right.
Absolutely. They're way up on this. Why isn't Joe Burrow and Zach Taylor, is it Zach Taylor kind of dragging the line a little bit? People don't believe
probably
in him?
Like, yeah, I just, yeah, I like.
Zach Taylor.
I'm like, Joe Burrow's that guy. I'm like, I'm not sold on Zach Taylor.
Right. I think that's.
Well, Zach Taylor was almost fired going into last season before they got to the chip.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, he went into the season on a hot seat. He went into the season probably on his way out the door.
Yes.
And then they wound up extending him, obviously, to go to the Super Bowl. You know, Josh Allen, Sean McDermott, but Sean McDermott is a little bit on the quiet side because I said, like, Leslie Frazier gets that defensive credit. Brian Daboll got the offensive credit. Even though he's the head coach, he hadn't won anything big like an Andy Reid or anything.
So, real quick, D-Wood, while we have you here. Number one sports debate of the 21st century, decade. Is it more Brady or Belichick?
I got to go.
Then Brady takes off, wins a Super Bowl. Belichick is now 5 years in Cleveland. I used to poo-poo this all the time. Oh, stop. You know, blah, blah. But meantime, 5 years in Cleveland, 1 year Brady was hurt. That's 6 years. And now this, he's going on his third year. In those nine seasons, he has one playoff win as a head coach, one, without Brady. Now, I'm not disputing he might be the greatest of all time. My point is he might be. Might be. It used to be undisputed. There are lots of coaches you can make an argument for now. Is if it used to be, oh, come on, it's more Belichick, isn't it? Come on, it's more Brady now, D. Wood?
Max, you're not even going to get me to go ahead and jump into this. Because I tell people all the time when you come to this debate, Tom Brady ain't just come to the league and was Tom Brady. Like, Tom Brady had to be developed. Okay, when Tom Brady first got New England, Key knows this. Like, when Tom got first got, we were like deep, like we were led by a defense. And we were running the football, and Brady was
managing the whole thing.
I'm not saying he's not.
Then
great.
All of a sudden, you know, through you know, obviously, Belichick's coaching and Brady just doing the work and taking his game to the next level. He evolved into the quarterback that he is. But you don't get there just. He didn't just show up in the league and was like this. Like, you got to be developing today.
No doubt. But wouldn't you agree?
No, he would not agree.
10 seasons as a head coach. 10 seasons as a head coach. If you're the greatest of all time, you should have more than one playoff win. Because next year, it will be Belichick's 10th season that he hasn't had Tom Brady as starting quarterback. I would expect at least one more playoff win. I think it's fair to ask of that.
It's not
in 10
fair,
years.
Max.
Two playoff wins in 10 years?
Why are you the GOAT? Why are you starting with me this morning?
Yeah.
Why are you starting with me this
played
morning?
Played for Belichick, so, you know.
I'm talking
to an inside man over here is the problem.
He played with Belichick. He's not stupid.
Well, listen.
On the other hand,
I like stupid.
I'll say this just to wrap the whole thing up. Like, I've never played under a coach. I learned more from the game, more about the game of football under him than anybody I've ever played under. Bar none. Like, it's not even close.
I get it. I learned that he can't win a playoff game without Tom Brady. That's Damian Woody, ESPN NFL analyst. After Mahomes and Reed, which head coach quarterback duo scares you the most? 888-SAY-ESPN, 729-3776. Back after this.
I take more Tylenol on this show than I ever in my life.
From your radio to your smart speaker and phone.
Now playing ESPN Radio.
Or watch on ESPN2. Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max. Live weekday morning starting at 6 Eastern on ESPN Radio and on ESPN2.
This show is sponsored by BetterHelp. We all carry around different stressors. I do, you do, we all do, big, small. And when we keep them bottled up, as I sometimes have had happen in the past, it can start to affect us negatively. Therapy is a safe space to get things off your chest and to figure out how to work through whatever's weighing you down. It's helpful for learning positive coping skills and how to set boundaries. It empowers you to be the best version of yourself. It isn't just for those who've experienced major trauma. If you're thinking of starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. It's entirely online, designed to be convenient, flexible, and suited to your schedule. Just fill out a brief questionnaire to get matched with a licensed therapist and switch therapists anytime for no additional charge. Get it off your chest with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/unsportsmanlike today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/unsportsmanlike.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Electric E-Bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Electric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Electric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Electric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting electricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.
For the ones who get it done, Grainger offers high-quality supplies and solutions for every industry, as well as access to product specialists who have the knowledge and experience to answer your toughest questions. Plus, their commitment to being your safety partner can help you keep your facility safe and your people safer. Call, click Grainger.com, or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
After Mahomes and Reed, who I think most people would say, number one head coach, quarterback, duo.
Sorry,
that scares
Black
you.
Rob saw
like,
so
whoa.
Hard,
oh, my God.
Oh,
my God. Is this ever not going to sound good? Like, is some generation going to come along and be like, nah, it doesn't sound good? It
got
can't
two
be.
Two tens in the car, man. Just boom, doom, doom.
All right.
School.
Quarterback coach combinations is the topic of the moment. Dave in Rockaway Beach, 888-SAY-ESPN. Keyshawn, J. Willimax on ESPN Radio, the ESPN app, and ESPNU. Dave, what you got?
Hey, what's up, Max? How are you?
Good, Dave.
I'm going with your guy, Max. Every year they go into the playoffs and he becomes like an afterthought. Jimmy G and Kyle Shanahan. Oh. All he did was win, right?
But they don't scare like
nope.
Jimmy.
Dave,
listen,
can't do
Dave,
it
I hear you. I agree with you that Jimmy G is underrated, and he's other than Mahomes and Brady, advances more consistently in the playoffs than anyone else when he's healthy. But
I'm going to do with the two playoffs.
Well, he's only been healthy twice. He's healthy now. Watch them advance again this year, right? If they get to the Super Bowl again, everyone can stop.
Josh Allen's been to the playoffs.
They're not scary.
Lamar Jackson's been to the playoffs. Stop it.
Hold on. LeBron Jackson never been to a Super Bowl or a title game.
Well, but you said playoffs.
But it's also the team he has around. And Max, you die on this hill every time we discuss this subject.
I haven't died yet on this.
You talk about, well, he beat Aaron Rodgers. Just go back to that game, man. That game was dreadful for him.
It was, but he was better than Aaron Rodgers when it counted.
His team.
No. He, down the stretch, Rodgers didn't make plays. He did. And by the way.
And he threw one ball.
Key. He was one throw away from winning the Super Bowl, an INT away from getting back. If he gets back there again this year, what's the excuse going to be?
But as I said, you see what you just did, Max? One throw away from winning the Super Bowl, one INT away. I can do that with many things.
Then why hasn't anyone else done it?
5.6 yards. He's the leading rusher in NFL history.
Key. He's been healthy. This is going to be his third year. If he wins multiple playoff games again this year.
He's a good quarterback for what they do.
Well, then what? No one has advanced more consistently than him other than Mahomes.
Where does that put him in a tier of quarterbacks?
Well, here's
nobody
the thing.
Nobody is scared of Jimmy G, man.
What I was getting to, that's the thing. He's right. No one's scared of him.
Stop.
No one's scared. Yeah. They don't qualify because no one's scared.
And I don't think nobody's scared of no Kyle Shanahan. They scared of their defense.
Nah, Shanahan.
I don't think anybody's scared of Kyle Shanahan.
But Key, if Shanahan had Josh Allen,
or Aaron Rodgers,
he would be on this list.
And if I had gone to every Ivy League school in the world, I'd probably
run
for president.
No, but we're trying to
that,
see.
That mean anything?
No, Shanahan qualifies as a coach whose offense scares people. Mike McDaniel qualifies as that kind of. Don in Dallas.
Thanks for the call. I'm going to address this here, and then, Key, I got one bone to pick with you, too, real quick. Uh-oh. After that. Technically, I would say no other coach and quarterback combination scares me because they all have deficiencies and no one addresses them. The Eagles beat my Cowboys with a backup quarterback that threw three interceptions. They barely beat a coachless Colts team with just Saturday. You know, like, they all have deficiencies. Even in Baltimore, they got rid of his receiver, didn't replace him with anybody. You know, so no other coach quarterback combination scares me.
Sirianni and Hurts.
You have to stop disrespecting my TCU Horned Frogs. Don't tell me if you want to give it to somebody from Fort Worth. Don't do that no more, man.
Who?
Y'all's got to complete the deal. We got to complete the deal. Just win and you're fine.
You said your quarterback ran away with it. Yeah, if you want to give it to somebody from Fort Worth, this was a backup quarterback that came in here and outperformed every quarterback in the league right now. He has more tough wins. His opponents is higher than anybody else's opponent. Even your Trojans by 20 points. By 20 points, man. So don't do that, man.
Say, Don. Is Don still there?
We are presented by Progressive Insurance, by the way.
Let me tell you something, Don. He ain't winning no Heisman, okay? In TCU, if we play TCU, we take them and run them through the mud just like we do everybody else in this day and age right now. We're a very good football team.
You played a weaker schedule by 20 points. Yeah. So
Max,
come on.
Stop. Yeah, you ain't no weaker would. Schedule. You act like that Big 12 conference is something
special. Y'all ain't
special.
Got some track stars, man.
No, man, you
we
act
got a
like
Jamaican
Oklahoma.
Track team right now, bro.
Man, Oklahoma ain't got no players. You see what that is. Lincoln Riley left. They can't even get out their own way.
This is Funky Town.
Y'all playing,
to you, bro.
Y'all playing Baylor. Man, Baylor ain't got nothing.
This is an appropriate conversation because bowl season is looming, gentlemen. Tune in Friday for the Pac-12 championship game presented by Dr. Pepper. Coverage begins at 7 p.m. Eastern on ESPN Radio and the ESPN app.
Yeah, TCU after, feeling like Cincinnati of last year to me. You better leave me alone.
After Mahomes and Reed, who's the scariest coach, head coach, quarterback combo? Yeah. KJM, ESPN Radio. Back after this.
Listen to Keyshawn, J. Will, and Max live everywhere you are. Download the ESPN app. Tap the More tab on the bottom right. Scroll down and tap Live Radio. ESPN Radio, everywhere you are.
Have you ridden an electric e-bike yet? You need to check out Lectric e-bikes today, the number one selling e-bike in America. Two things stand out that bikers love about Lectric. Number one, the majority of their models come pre-assembled, so you don't need to be a bike savant to ride them. Number two, Lectric wants to empower riders to spend more time exploring outside on their bikes, so they've made range a priority. Long-range batteries allow riders to hit typically around 65 miles of range or up to 150 miles on some models. Bonus! Lectric has purposefully priced their bikes to be affordably awesome, so you don't have to break the bank to get these sweet rides. See why people who have made the switch to electric bikes have fallen in love with biking again by visiting lectricebikes.com. That's LECTRIC ebikes.com.